Morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, good morning, Kiri. It's Ruth Williams here.
Yes, Ruth.
Bit of a long time.
Yes. You're normally away on holidays.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, I get very jealous. Every time I hear, I'm like, oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, us retired people are very busy people. You know this.
Well, what can I do for you, Ruth?
One of the people I used to work with, I love people I used to work with.
Is that a bit of sarcasm? <I'm
sure>. he still works there. he picked up a rainbow lorikeet.
Yeah.
Was it 2 days ago? And I've got him now.
Yeah.
I mean, I had him yesterday and I've sort of observed him. They called him Vlad after Dracula and, you know, bats and things like that because he kept on hanging upside down.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know whether he's I don't know whether he's been pecked on the back of the head or feathers pulled out or something, mm-hmm. but I sort of feel as though he's not flying. I don't know whether he's got a head trauma or what, but you know he's just been sitting next to the water bowl today,
yeah,
and yesterday afternoon. So I mean we've put flowers in there and he's got his dry. We've put the dry up there and he climbs around the walls a bit, but he's not really doing a lot. So I was just wondering, could I bring him up there today?
You certainly can bring him up for an assessment. Vanessa's the only one on today and it's crazily booked. But if he's not doing well, then obviously we don't want him to wait over the weekend.
What I was sort of thinking. That's what we just sort of thought, well, we'll keep an eye on him, you know, yesterday mm-hmm. and just see how he goes. But
yeah, if he's not doing much yet. We'll assess
him. He's not flitting about, you know, like I went in and I thought, oh, it's a fairly big water bowl. He could get in and bath in it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not deep, but he could get in there and have a bath. But he's just sort of standing next to it and I thought, oh, the tide's out a bit. So I went and got some more water and tipped it in there and he just took a couple of steps back, you know, whereas if they're well, they'd be, yeah, screeching their heads off at you and flitting or running away. But he just sort of took a couple of, I'd call it lazy steps back, you know, sort of thing. So he's in a big, we've put him in, not a big aviary, but it's, you know, big enough for him to sort of, you know, if he wanted to do a bit of a half a flit, he could do that. But he's just not really doing anything much, so.
Yeah. Sure. Well, yeah, bring him in. We'll assess him, meet him as wildlife here, and we'll see what's going on. And, we can let you know. And, definitely, yeah, bring him in and, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll drop him off and, yeah, we've got some things we've got to do a bit later on in the morning. So if we sort of, I don't know, come up about 10:30 or something or 10:45 or something like that, and then we can drop him off and you can sort of let us know a bit later on. You know, I mean, I understand you guys are busy. I'm not the only person in the world. I'm not that special.
No, that's all fine. Yeah, no. Ness is just crazy booked, so I don't know what when we'll get around to doing a full assessment on this one, but definitely Chris, Emily out the back could do the assessment first and then take it from there. But yeah, we'll see you when you get up here, Ruth.
Okay then. Thank you very much, Kiri.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.